All right. So pop, get the pop secret ready. Fire up some Redenbachers. We're gonna kick back and we're gonna binge listen to Chad Snyder's audio
Oh,
Will.
do we really have to? Can we just put it off another week?
No, it's, I don't know about you, but I at least feel partially responsible for his untimely demise, so
I
the
don't,
least
but
we
I
could
do not
do.
celebrate it.
Okay, well, at least there's that. But, we should probably just get it out of the way so we can move on with our lives and the show and just go on to other things.
All right.
Hey everybody, it's me, Chad Snyder. And if you're hearing this, I regret to inform you that I am no longer with you. I have shuffled off of this mortal coil, never to be seen or heard from ever again.
Sounds
I
like it's kind of
believe
rambling
it
on.
was
Let's
once the great John Legend who
fast
said,
forward a little bit
everybody
through this.
knows. Yeah, probably not too
And if you
important.
don't pay for it, and that concludes my podcast, Will.
That's probably a little bit too far. Let's take it back just a little bit.
I leave my entire savings account to Mr. Henry Winkler to the sum of $1.2 million. I leave my semi-functioning motorcycle replica of the one Fonzie had in Happy Days to my brother Radley Snyder, who I dearly love and who would never do anything to hurt me. And last but not least, I leave all my Happy Days merchandise to Ben and Brian of the Happy Cast.
Okay, all right, so if I understand the ridiculous situation that we find ourselves in correctly, in order to get the Happy Days merchandise, which we were promised for doing, like Chad Snyder, his dying breath, he promised to give it to us anyway for conducting a memorial service, but now we have to do a final podcast. I seems like a lot of work for a little payoff, don't you think?
Well, some people, especially people who seem to be so super obsessed about one subject like he is, will have lots of valuable merchandise that we could probably sell on eBay or Craigslist. Maybe make some nice money off of this that we can split.
That's true. And
Fifty-one forty-nine.
hope he has one of those Fonzie pinball machines.
Oh yeah, that would be very nice. I'll keep that one, or we will both in our studio.
Okay, well, he was a friend of the show. I suppose really it's the least we can do to record the final episode of his podcast.
Okay, let's start.
Welcome to Easy as ABC slash Happy Cast, special hybrid episode of both podcasts. It's going to be going out in both feeds. I am Brian, and joining me is this cool dude over here, cooler than a bag of leather jackets. It's Ben. How you doing, Ben?
Hey, okay.
A-okay. All right. So, did you do your homework for this episode? Did you watch the episode of Happy Days where Fonzie gets his library card? It's very important. It's kind of the whole premise.
I thought you were gonna do that.
I mean, I've seen it several times, but
Oh.
okay. Well, we'll work around it, I'm sure. Unfortunately, we're not gonna be able to strictly follow the format that the former host Chad Snyder did,
Rest
but
in peace.
we'll do our best to kind of honor the general vibe that he was putting out there.
That seems very doable.
Okay. So, how you been? How's been?
I've been pretty good. Cats everywhere.
Yeah.
Like pooping places they should and shouldn't, mm-hmm. but mostly
cat
should.
In a cradle?
No cradles, and we don't have any spoons. We ran out of them.
Oh man, you need to go. You need to get some spoons, man. It's like the most important utensil.
Well, if they're silver, we have the other kind, like this metal, whatever they are.
Plastic disposable spoons.
We don't, but I want more of those. Mm-hmm. It's too hard to come by.
Yeah, they're so rare. You never see those
anywhere. Anywhere at all. Well, we do most of our shopping at a bookstore, so I guess that's why.
Okay. Huh. So what do you, like shopping, like grocery shopping?
Yeah.
Like, do you only eat, like muffins and
yeah, we
latte? Like, what?
Anything in a coffee shop and gummy bears. That's all we eat every meal.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
We usually try, like, microwaving the gummy bears or maybe frying them sometimes, boiling some in a pot.
Oh, yes.
Gummy bear
soup. Gummy bears. Just like my grandmother used to make.
Mm, delicious.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, very good. Small talk out of the way. Let's move forward to our first segment. It's Happy Hour is the part of the show where we talk about the thing that is making us most happy for the week. Ben.
Yeah.
What's your Happy Hour pick?
Oh, this week. It is probably something specifically about something stalling. Okay, so you know how Colbert lost his show and got fired because of that canceled Colbert lady?
Yep, yeah, that's exactly how
that happened. And how they rehired him to be on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Right,
now
he's
that,
taking over for the
Letterman,
dearly departed David Letterman.
Or something.
Or his show died. He's still alive.
Oh, well, that's close enough. His show died, and Colbert is going to take it over in October. Well, he has started recently trying to build the hype for his return. I think it mostly coincided with the time that he was able to get offices in the building.
Okay,
officially.
Okay. Hype machine's going full steam.
Yes, and now they are there, and they are doing things. They have an app. It's Colbert. Colbr, where you can watch the latest late show prep videos, like Colbert shaving his beard in preparation for the show. And when they announced the musical friend they're going to have, and then him being kind of funny, making up a theme tune, and an announcement that's parodying the Trump announcement for president. He got to bring back the Trump that he used to do on the show all the time.
Okay, it's topical.
And well, I guess he's excited. He gets to do at least something still funny. And you know, I don't know if he even gets paid for it yet. I'm sure they pay him to prep. I don't know. You can also like check out The Late Show, the news stuff. Where they have press releases that are all partly realistic, but they're also extremely parodical. Is that the word? The adjective of parody?
Parodical sounds... made up, but I'll allow it.
Yeah, stuff like that. So the actual content in the news articles, but I mean, the headline is like, The Late Show podcast is number one. We'll stay that way forever.
Okay.
They have a few photos. Like, oh, I didn't see that one yet. Some just behind the scenes photos. One is 25 famous paintings improved by avocados. And one is, I think, the Ed Sullivan Theater renovation gallery. I haven't watched that one yet. Oh, Hot Summer Trends. I've not seen that one yet. And then they have podcasts, the best part. They just posted the third one just today that I did not know about until we were already doing this. But it's him and I think two of his other head producer and writers that have been with him. I think he said maybe the past 16 years or something like that. A long time, ever since like Strangers with Candy and I think maybe even before that. It's just the three of them talking about either behind-the-scenes stuff on this show or just on the other shows in the past, and just occasionally talking about what's been going on. And it's really funny hearing like Colbert be normal Colbert and not like parody of a pundit Colbert.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fun and interesting. He's funny in real life still. He doesn't have to be super pundit-y in his character. And they talked about like how they tried to figure out the voice of what the new show is going to be and how they're still working on it. And how like they'll keep writing stuff to practice, try to find a voice, but they can't use any of it because it won't be topical anymore by the time the show starts.
Yep, that's fair enough. You know, have to be late night TV, you have to be topical. That's top priority.
Yeah. So it sounds like they're doing a bunch of practice stuff and trying to find out what he's going to do specifically. And it's kind of cool hearing the behind the scenes with him and the writers, who are also funny. I mean, they kind of have to be, being comedy writers.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be weird if you're a very serious person who's an amazing comedy writer.
Yeah, that would be an interesting dichotomy there. Is it the same writing staff from his previous show? Did he carry everyone over?
I think he carried most of them over, at least.
Okay.
www.colbertlateshow.com.
Excellent.
And you have all
excellent.
The stuff there.
And when is that officially launching?
I think it's late October, or maybe early October, maybe October 8th.
Okay. All right.
That sounds like it's possible.
Are you going to check that out?
I definitely am. If the stuff he's already been putting out is any kind of indicative to the show he's going to be putting out.
Okay. I'd like to check it out, but I just...
September 8th, sorry.
Oh, wow. So sooner than we thought.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure how traditional late-night talk shows fit into my world today, right? Because I can't remember the last time I watched one. I'm a big, Conan O'Brien fan. I think he's very funny, but like most of the things I see him do are just like YouTube clips now. I can't remember the last time I sat down like, I'm going to watch Conan, see what's going on.
Yeah, me too, but at least with Colbert's show, he'll still have stuff like that where he just does funny stuff on the show or like off the show even. Like some of my favorite Colbert things was when he was somewhere else doing something.
Yeah, the Philippines.
Yeah, and I think he'll still be doing stuff like that, or like little skits as himself.
So you're not going to actually watch like the full uncut show interviews and everything. You're just going
to
hit the highlights.
I still might to see if it's still good and funny, because there's a good chance it will be, because I like Colbert a lot. But I used to always just, whenever I watched those, I'd watch the first half and then turn it off at the interviews.
Yeah, that's how I do most. I used to watch all the interviews back when Conan had his late night show.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was, pretty good at making people seem interesting, but I don't know. Now I don't have the patience for it anymore. It's like you open up with a traditional monologue, and then it's like, oh, here's a field piece. I went to the Yankee candle store and, sold candles. And it's like a 10-minute thing. It's like, oh, that's pretty good. And it comes back, and it's like, and now we're talking to Katherine Heigl about her new movie. It's like, oh, well.
Pass.
Yeah, that doesn't sound super enticing to me, but okay.
But yeah, that's the thing. That's my happy hour this time. What about you?
Very cool. I'll check that out. My happy hour, Ben, is earlier today I was surfing the Hulu Plus video streaming service. Are you familiar with it?
I have heard of it in our segment Netflix Picks and Hulu.
Oh, right. I forgot that we did that before.
Yeah, I still have that bumper.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's pretty good. Good variety of shows, entire seasons and series you can watch for the low price of $7.99 a month. Just head to hulu.com/happycast and sign up for a free 2-week trial. That might not be an actual functioning URL, but if it is, please sign up for a 2-week trial.
Yeah, do that.
But I rediscovered just today that there are a handful of Happy Days episodes on Hulu.
What? Happy Days on Happy Days podcast?
I know. It's been years since I had watched an entire episode of Happy Days, Ben.
Does it hold up?
Kind of. Here's the thing. Like, I used to watch like 2 episodes of Happy Days every night before I went to bed. It was just part of the Nick at Night lineup, just like back-to-back Happy Days. So I saw a lot of Happy Days.
More like Happy Nights.
Sure, or that. So I watched a lot of that as a youth. But I don't know, rewatching at least the episodes I saw today, Fonzie kind of seems like a jerk a little bit. I don't know. Let me run down an episode I watched earlier. It opens up and it's winter, and Fonzie's like, "Hey, I got these pigeons. I raise birds now. Hey." And then,
very good depiction of that.
Yep, that's spot on. Thank you. Thank you for noticing. Richie Cunningham's like, I don't know, Fonzie. Have you talked to my dad? He's like, hey, I'm the Fonz. I don't have to do anything. He's like, And the Fonz puts like this pigeon house on the roof of the garage that he lives in. and there's a big snowstorm, and then the roof collapses. And then, you know, Mr. Cunningham's like, I'm not paying for this, Fonzie. He's like, oh, neither am I. So Fonzie sues him and takes him to court.
But, wait, that's weird.
Yep. It's going to be $400.
Why did he do that?
I don't know. See, because Mr. Cunningham's like, I'm going to sue the Fonz to get my roof fixed. And the family's like, no, don't do that. That's not cool. He's like, I guess you're right. And then after that, he gets summoned. He's like, you're sued now. You've been served.
Is it a thing where, like, when you're younger, you're supposed to think he's cool, but as you age, you're like, man, those stupid hijinks, maybe. That's not cool.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe, like, as an adult, I was sympathizing a lot for Mr. Cunningham. I was like, poor Mr. Cunningham. And, you know, and then they actually go through the whole court scene. That's the majority of the episode. And the judge, lady judge, who Fonzie hits on, which seems inappropriate, she's like, I rule in favor of the defendant. The Fonz has to pay $400 to fix the roof.
Good. At least it ended up with a happy ending.
Even though that roof was 30 years old in bad shape anyway, any decent person would at least help fix it. And then the whole family's like, I'm hitchhiking home, Dad. I don't want to ride with you.
What?
And Mr. Cunningham's like, I'll pay half of it. Are you happy? They're like, yo, that's cool. That sounds fair. And then he walks up to the Fonz. He's like, Fonzie, you're like a son to me. I'll pay $200. He's like, that's great. And then some people walk up to Fonzie like, Fonzie, you've done so much to help us out over the years. We took a collection up to help, you know, pay for your fees. And we couldn't get it all, but we got $200 together. So we paid for half of it. And Mr. Cunningham's like, wait, if I'm paying for half and they pay for half, and you're paying for nothing. How is that fair? He's like, because I'm the Fonz. Hey, and that's the end of the episode.
What? This sounds like a fake thing you would make up.
No, I watched it. It happened exactly like that.
Well, I now think Happy Days is dumb.
And then I watched another episode where the Fonz tries to put his grandmother in a nursing home.
What?
Anyway. Yes.
No.
It was a very special episode. But, yeah, that's it. So Happy Days is on Hulu, and I highly recommend everybody check it out.
I don't, because the Fonz is a jerk.
But, you know, he matures in later seasons. This was like a season 4 episode, so... You know, they're still trying to find the voice of the character.
Okay.
But that concludes this week's Happy Hour. We'll take a quick break, and we'll pick it up in the Bummer Patrol.
Hey, guys, it's me, Chad Snyder, here to tell you about my podcast, Easy is ABC. Easy is ABC. Here's a podcast where I invite a friend over and we watch the episode of Happy Days where Fonzie gets his library card. And then we discuss it in detail. It's a lot of fun and you'll never know what's going to happen next. Henry Winkler, Al Gore, and my mom. These are just some of the people I've invited to be on the show that haven't gotten back to me yet. So be cool, like Fonzie, and download my podcast wherever fine audio programs are sold.
Hey. Oh, man.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the part of the show. And as you all know, Bummer Petrol is where we're talking about the thing that's, you know, making us feel blue. Ben, what is your Bummer Patrol pick?
Well, you know Muggs?
Yeah, Muggs. He's like that down-on-his-luck boxer who likes to train in the old warehouse district. And he's like, one of these days.
That doesn't sound real.
Muggs McGillicuddy is his name?
No. Not that Muggs. The ones that are used as drinking receptacles.
Oh, yeah. I'm holding one right... No, yes.
So am I, but I picked it up because I knew you were saying that.
Oh,
so
okay.
I wasn't a
Mine,
second ago.
Mine has a lovely Dunder Mifflin logo on it. Ooh. And says World's Best Boss on the other side.
That is a cool mug. Not Dunder Mifflin Saber?
No, this is classic. And I also have my Troy and Abed in the Morning mug.
That is also cool. Well, yes. In our various blocks that we used to get, I got like a Star Fox one that looks like a Starbucks logo, but Star Fox.
Funny.
I think we got like an old Iron Man, but looks like comic book one.
Okay.
I have a one that says Winterhold and has the logo, and that's from a town in Skyrim. We have like five or six of these like cool looking mugs around. I see them in the store all the time. I have nothing to do with mugs, though. They just sit around in random places. I don't know what to do with them.
They're decorative. You can, like, fill it up with, like, candy and eat candy out of a mug.
I thought about that. We have our prize mug, the Lost Unlocked mug, is actually sitting on our TV stand next to all of the Amiibos, and it's filled with various cool nerdy pins. Well, not just nerdy, but, like, I have, like, a Zombrex pin that's supposed to be a zombie vaccine, Dead Rising. Dead Rising 3 pin I have that's, like, a weapon called a sledge saw where they duct tape a sledge hammer to a cement saw. And I have, like, an Alcatraz pin in there, and, like, Megan has her Darth Vader head pin. All those go in the Lost and Locked mug.
Real quick, I was hoping the sledge saw would just be a sledgehammer that has a DVD copy of the movie Saw taped to it.
That wouldn't be super exciting. And to be a very big pen. Yes.
Okay, so that's your pin mug.
And nothing to do with the mugs. They just sit around. Okay. I used one mug sitting next to me. I think I put like small pieces of trash from my open packages in there. And then I'd go dump the mug in the trash.
Trash mug? Okay, that's good.
If I take my ring off sometimes, like because it's bumping against the controller. I talked about it before, where if the controller vibrates, it makes my finger feel weird. I'll put my ring in the mug because the cats try to move it around now.
Sure. If you like a mug, you got to put a ring in it. We all know that.
That's the famous song by Beyonce?
Beyonce, yep.
Yeah, that person. I put an empty pill bottle in there so I wouldn't try to open it and get sad there are no pills, which sounds dumb. But when there's only one pill, you sometimes can't tell if you move it around whether or not there's a pill in there.
Hmm. Okay. So are we soliciting listeners submit different mug uses for you to do?
Yeah. Listeners, every listener, submit mug usage or uses for me.
Mm-hmm. Anybody that has any idea of how Ben should use a mug, write in. I'll go ahead and get the obvious one out of the way. Have you considered drinking liquid out of a mug?
That's actually one of the things I do, but not in the way you're probably thinking. Now, mug...
Well, okay, I don't... I feel like this is about to get very upsetting, but go ahead.
No, a mug is the perfect size to put a can in. And so my hand doesn't get too cold from holding a very cold refrigerated can of clear American strawberry water. I will put it in there, open it up, and then drink it with the handle.
So you're using a mug as a koozie? Yeah. Is that what that's called?
Yeah, those things, though. That's what I use it as, because this is a handle. Those don't have handles. They're just like rubbery and foamy. Okay. This is a nice handle mug to drink my can out of. All right, I know what you're saying. Why not pour the drink into it? Well, it's more likely to spill and slosh around that way. This way, it's much safer. It has a tilt radius that is fine without everything spilling out.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and put this out there. I think you've got the whole mug problem solved. I can't imagine
we have like
better
four
use.
Mugs, four extra ones, at least. We do have a bunch of other mugs other than that are all in the cabinet, but our cabinet is full of mugs. So all of our like cool-looking mugs we want to keep out somewhere. But there's nothing to do with them other than the stuff I already listed.
Okay. Maybe they're just like guest mugs if you're entertaining a guest. You're like, oh, can I get a cold drink for you? Perhaps a Dr. Pepper. It's like, sure. And then you show up with a can inside a mug.
I could do that. I was going to say, if I use it for guests, like, sorry, we don't have coffee. We don't have tea. We don't have cocoa. So you're pretty much out of mug drinks.
You could put like water. I drink water out of a mug.
You could, but I don't like the texture of the mug with the water. It's like I'm drinking out of a toilet bowl or a bathtub.
How about all right?
It's like that ceramic against the water.
I get it.
Yeah, I have those weird things like that. You guys know. You've heard me complain about weird things before, or no? You've heard me complain about normal things before, as if they're weird.
Yes.
Well, yeah. All right. So, well. My bumper troll is not knowing what to do with mugs. I'm all out of ideas about mugs.
All these mugs. So send in your suggestions to happycastfeedback@gmail.com or just shoot us an @reply on Twitter, and we're gonna solve this mug crisis, Ben.
Yes.
No more will you have to.
Great mug crisis of 2015.
Yep. All right. Well, then, if that is your bummer patrol, then I shall let you in on a secret.
Yeah? Oh, I like
my bummer patrol is jump the shark.
What? Why? Why would that be your bummer patrol? The actual act, you know, or just what people do now?
The phrase jump the shark.
Okay.
Which it's pretty much accepted part of popular culture now, that jumping the shark is that point of no return where you can point to a television series like, it really went downhill after this one moment.
Like, would Alias, their jump the shark moment would be the very last few seconds of the season 4 finale?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I couldn't get through season 5. That's pretty rough.
It was a perfect ending except for that. And
I know I've used the phrase myself before. I will continue using it going forward. But I just want to say that fundamentally, I kind of disagree with the idea behind it.
Oh, how so?
I feel like it's, you know, I mean, with today's like serialized TV model, it's a little bit more relevant to that. But you know, for like, let's look at the origin of the phrase "jump the shark."
Yes,
it came from that famously that episode of Happy Days where they are in Hollywood and it ends with Fonzie having to jump over a shark as like some kind of stunt thing.
Oh, so is it normally used to be like a silly thing that just means the show is getting really weird now, let's give up? Or just any moment of change where you're like, this show is no longer what it used to be, I am done with it?
See, I feel like it's pretty broad. Like, you can kind of, you know, use it differently depending on the situation.
It may be like people can have their own personal jump the shark moments. No, I mean like in their opinions.
Life really went downhill after I did that one thing.
That one crazy thing. After I did a bunch of drugs and went to jail.
After I pulled all my money out of savings, bought those magic beans. I really thought that was gonna pan out for me, but
real
it's all
jump
been downhill.
The shark moment. Yeah. No, I mean like watching Lost. Some people were like, "What? That's what's going on in season 2? This is too stupid. I think
that's
it jumped
right.
the shark." But some people were like, "Oh, season 5? No, this is crazy. This is the jump the shark moment." So it's wherever I guess someone's personal tolerance level is with something. Like, maybe you thought it was perfectly okay for the Fonz to jump a shark, in which case that is not a jump the shark moment, even though it literally is.
Yeah, I was going to say that, like, that actual example, that was the premiere of season 5 of Happy Days. There were several seasons worth watching beyond that. Like, it didn't really kind of taper off until around season 7.
Oh, okay.
Because if you look at it, it was a 3-part season premiere in which Fonzie jumped over the shark with the water skis. And then the very next episode after the show, quote, jumped the shark, was the episode where Fonzie gets a library card and renews America's love of reading. So, you know, that's
very
that's,
relevant.
That's still a very valid episode.
Television's
allowed to have like not every episode hit. It feels weird for people to point to this one thing like, this bad episode was the beginning of the end of this show. It's like, okay, well,
that was a good episode though.
Yeah, exactly. But let's talk about Community. Like, season 4 of Community, famously unwatchable, very bad.
It is still watchable. It's just not what it used to be.
Just painful to watch. And then it comes back. I feel like I disagree with the concept of there being a point of no return. Like, the show's irredeemable now. It's complete garbage. Like, it, you know, you can still kind of find your footing and, you know, return to your former glory.
Yeah, why couldn't shows get better? I hear that about shows all the time, like Arrow. Not great at the start. Gets really great.
Well, that one's bad to begin with.
Yeah,
like,
it starts off with the shark.
Yeah, you know, that's good. People that, you know, stick through that really bad first season, they're rewarded for their unbelievable patience.
And yeah, they're rewarded very greatly.
It's kind of like if you're playing like a game of Catan, it starts out very slow. It's pretty boring. You're gathering resources, but in my personal experience, like the last third of a game of Catan is very cutthroat and very intense.
You are the Catan expert.
I've played more Catan than anyone else on this podcast.
That is true. It's very unbelievable, but it's true. I've played part of one. That's it.
And in fact, I will say that it is pronounced Catan. I don't know why I'm saying Catan.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of confused. I was pretty sure it was Catan, but I assumed someone who has played so much of it would know better than I, so I did not want to correct you.
Well, I'm doing that thing that I'm well known for, where I just intentionally mispronounce things for funds.
That's just how you cover it, isn't it?
Yep, just for funs.
Yeah, I totally did it on purpose, guys.
I'm just goofing, right?
Gotcha.
Clearly, I have, you know, I've revealed this on Twitter before, that the, like, half of the things I intentionally mispronounce are just, like, a cover-up for the things that I accidentally mispronounce.
You mean that you mispronunciate?
Yep, mispronunciate. Yeah, that's right.
Do words like that sound like they should be real?
It is a smokescreen.
Like analyzation? When the word is analysis. Analyzation might be a thing because it sounds like it's real, but analysis, that's the real one.
Yep.
But yeah.
Well.
Jumping the shark.
Man, I feel like this podcast just jumped the shark.
Oh, no, I think we did that several episodes ago. Maybe episode, was it 7 or 8?
Body swap.
Yeah, that one. And then have we gone back uphill?
When you hit rock bottom, like body swapping, there's nowhere to go but up.
Oh, episode 6, actually. Or Epedition, if we're still doing that word.
Oh, yeah. We used to call it that.
Yeah, Epedition 6. And then since then, we went up and up and up, and then back down again.
And then down a few times.
Down pretty far right now.
Anyway, that concludes the Bummer Patrol portion of the show. We're going to move on to our next segment, which is No News Is Not New News. Beep, 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 beep. Breaking. Time for latest No News Is Not New News. Beep, 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 beep.
What's just in?
This just in. I've got a story here on my phone, Ben. Actually, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. I have one main one, then three miniature ones.
All right, hit me with the main.
All right. The headline is, man arrested for kidnapping his own son after neighbors did not recognize him with his new beard.
Okay, that's just the headline. Did the beard just show up all at once? Was it not a gradual thing?
I don't think it really says. And he's a Swedish dad. Torkel is his first name. He grew a beard to replace his clean-shaven look. He took his 2-year-old son to the park outside somewhere when the boy asked to be carried in a grocery bag because I guess that's a Swedish thing. I don't know. Swedish listeners, let us know if that's normal. Torkel agreed and put his son in the canvas bag and, like, swung it around a little bit to the toddler's delight. A concerned neighbor spotted the child being placed in the grocery bag and did not recognize him because of the beard. So they called the police, and the police arrested him. Then they realized their mistake, that it was his father. And Torkel said he now will shave his beard to prevent further arrests.
Wait, you said he's going to shave his beard now?
To prevent further arrests, yeah.
I mean, I feel like once it happens once, you're pretty much in the clear. It's not going to be an ongoing thing, I don't think.
I don't know. It depends how often you stuff children into your bag.
Yeah, that's the part of the story that I find concerning. Not that he was mistaken for a stranger, but the kid's like, put me in this grocery bag. He's like, oh, okay, son. I don't know how the Swedish people talk, but this might be it.
Not like that.
Okay, sorry. It's more like, oh,
We need Fizbiz back. I hear she's an expert at the Swedes.
Yeah, the chefs specifically, I think. But yeah. Huh. Okay, all right. That's interesting, man.
Yeah, so be careful. If you are bearded, don't put your children into a bag.
Or if you're a parent and you're a parent, I'm not saying father, just parent, and you're deciding to grow a beard, you know, if a woman wants to grow a beard, that's cool too, I guess. Just be sure to like go around door to door and let your neighbors know. It's like I'm making the beard change. I'm going for the full beard. Just so they know.
Yeah, you could do that. Like you're a sex offender, but with a beard instead of the offending part.
Yep.
And the sex part.
Or maybe just like send it, like, you know, and you don't have to do that face to face. Seems a little uncomfortable. So maybe you just send it to them through the mail, like a birth announcement, like, oh, okay. We're having a beard.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, doesn't that mean other stuff in certain communities?
Yeah, you're right.
So maybe
you
shouldn't do that.
Okay. Okay, well, you'll have to really consider the wording heavily before you send it out, but have your lawyers go over it and make sure it's ironclad. But I think the beard announcement's really the way to go.
All right, that makes sense then. All right, so what is your story?
Okay, my story is courtesy of abcnews.com. It is dated today. This is the newest news I've ever shared on the show.
This is the new today?
The news today? The news today is here, yes. This was posted just 12 hours ago, so this is breaking.
Half a day breaking.
The headline says, UK man sneaks marriage proposal into newspaper crossword.
Whoa.
Yes. And I love the opening line to the story because it says, it's a case of two, : down the aisle. Get it? Like crosswords.
So two down the aisle? Mm-hmm. How many letters is it?
It doesn't say. I don't have the information available. Sorry.
What a terrible crossword then.
Anyway, Ben, a crossword-loving British lawyer hid a marriage proposal in the Times newspaper's Daily Puzzle. Matthew Dick thought of the cryptic way of popping the question to his girlfriend. And this is a name that I'm not familiar with. Must be one of those mad British names. Okay, I'm going to spell it to you, and you tell me how you would pronounce this. D-E-L-Y-T-H.
Delith?
Delith?
Delith, maybe?
Delith? Delith?
Delith. I don't know.
I'm sure it's very common over there. I'm sure Deliths are a dime a dozen. It's kind of like, you know, Bills and Bobs here in America. Anyway, so this
it's
this
a Welsh
cat
name.
Okay, all right. So,
who knows how to pronounce it?
Thank you for fact checking that for me. I really appreciate that. Anyway, this cat pops the question in the newspaper. He got the newspaper to agree. And the Tuesday Times crossword opened with one across, and the clue was, pretty Welsh girl, widely thought not to be all there, and the answer is her name, Delith.
Well, that's mean.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what kind of, like, relationship they have. Maybe it's like a fun inside joke. It seems cruel on the surface, I'll give you that.
Maybe they're trying to also reference that, I looked it up, there also was a Welsh politician named Delith Evans.
Okay, good. Whew, all right, because my big concern with this story is if I were just a, you know, everyday man doing the Tuesday crossword puzzle, I don't want this, like, insider marriage proposal ruining the clues. Like, well, I don't know where we had our first date. How am I supposed to finish this?
Maybe they should have just made, like, just one, like a specific one for them, print that paper out, and then make the normal one.
Other clues included, will you marry me? Say that's forward, also rude. Answer was proposal. The dude told Wednesday's edition of the paper that he showed Hughes, his girlfriend, the crossword at breakfast with some key words underlined and then reached into his pocket to reveal the ring. So is she not a big crossword fan? Is it like his thing? He's like, hey, check it out. Look at this.
Yeah, maybe he should have put it in a Sudoku so she would like it.
That seems sexist, Ben. Are you saying that only women enjoy Sudokus?
No, I mean, normally if you don't like the crossword, you like the Sudoku.
I like the word jumble. What is that?
Ooh, I forgot
me?
About the jumble. That would be probably an easy one to unscramble. Will you and me?
Mm-hmm.
Mary's also not that hard.
Will you me?
Ramrai?
So, I mean, it seems like, is she not super into crosswords? Is that like if I were to propose to somebody, like I snuck this proposal into a Batman comic book, check it out. And then she's like, yeah, I'm thrilled. Thanks. That means a lot to
who's
me.
Who's Batman?
Yeah, what's a Batman?
Delith.
Delith.
I just looked it up. Delith.
Okay, excellent. Definitively, we know now.
Thank you, nameberry.com /namecalk/threads/15762.
Okay, all right, that's enough.
Dash
okay, we're
any
good.
Dash ideas dash how dash to dash pronounce dash Delith.
All right, excellent. Anyway, he revealed the ring. She looked so surprised, didn't say anything for about 30 seconds before saying no, which she thought was hilarious.
What? What is with that couple?
They really seem perfect for each other.
Like, yeah, you're dumb. Well, I don't want to marry you. Gotcha,
but,
guy.
But then she did say yes. But she did say yes, and I had to tell her that this was the Real Times crossword, not something I printed out myself. It was like, no, really. Look at the stupid thing I put in the real paper. It's
you
crazy.
Don't understand what links I went to make this.
Like, you know, you could have just like did that yourself, right? It would have been a lot easier.
You don't have to pay off and spend your savings just to bribe them to do this.
You don't understand. Yeah, the proposal was inside a fortune cookie, but I didn't print that myself. I contacted the fortune cookie company, and then I paid them a lot of money to print out 10,000 Will You Marry Me fortune cookies. And there's going to be a lot of uncomfortable dinners with couples around the country, but I did this for you.
Fun. If I ever somehow get to work in a fortune cookie factory, I will do that. Or I'm pregnant ones.
Oh, yes, pregnant fortune cookie.
I wouldn't want to. Does that have like another smaller, like an Oreo inside of the fortune cookie?
There's like a little cookie inside. You know, yeah, cool. Like a cookieception. I'd be into that.
I want one of those now. Anyway,
she said yes.
Eventually.
But I do. It ends with the crossword editor saying that he believed this was the first time the newspaper had included a proposal in the puzzle, and said that it was a one-off thing that would not be repeated. Like, no, we're not doing it again. So that's my story: newspaper crossword proposal.
All right. Well, do you want some bonus stories?
You know, yeah, I've got some time to spare. Hit me with the bonus stories.
All right, so this news story is about a year old, and so it's more like an old story.
Mm-hmm, not that new.
Story.
Listener Anne will surely take you to task for not having the freshest news like I had.
Well, luckily, my other one was pretty new. I don't remember the exact newness of it, because I don't have it with me. But I know it was new a couple weeks ago. When I wanted to tell it, but then we didn't have a new news segment, whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. That happened 18th of June is now. No, that's now there. Anyway, that happened June 6th, the first one.
Okay. Fairly recent.
This bear thing, June 26th, 2014. Headline, bear falls through skylight into party, then eats all the cupcakes. I just really like that headline.
It's good. Yeah, excellent. I wonder
can you guess where?
What kind of party it was.
Can you guess where it took place?
I would guess that this took place in Gotham City, because it's the only place I see skylights ever portrayed.
I've been in houses here that have skylights. I meant, where would you think a bear would crash a party?
Oh, at a zoo?
Alaska.
Okay, sure. Yeah, that would have been my second guess, maybe.
180-pound black bear crashed to a skylight during a child's birthday party and then ate all the cupcakes while the panicked parents fled the room. It does not say that the parents took the children. It just says that they all fled the room.
Yeah.
Leaving the children to be chomped on, I guess.
Yep, hopefully the children were able to fend for themselves.
I really hope so. I don't see any news in here. Well, I guess the headline would be, then eats all of the children and cupcakes, if that happened.
I feel like the cupcakes get top billing in that
the
situation.
The cupcakes and the children.
And then, also, imagine if you're like a father taking someone, a kid, like your child to a birthday party. You have to explain that to your wife after the fact. Like, oh, how was Timmy's birthday? It's like, all the kids got eaten by a bear. It's like, this. Oh, nice, Ron. Good job. You know how many birthdays I've taken him to? Yeah. Like an angry divorced couple.
Yeah. Well, it did need the children. So, like, do you think that kid still has any kind of social life? Or, like, all the parents, like, you can't go over to Timmy's house anymore. A bear fell through their roof.
I think it's one of those situations where the parents are going to be a little more hesitant to let their kids hang out with Timmy. But I bet the other kids thought it was super rad.
That is probably true. And it ends with, sadly, the bear was destroyed. Because it was suspected of being the same one that entered another home in the same neighborhood.
The language they use is destroyed?
Yeah, it sounds like you're going to have maybe a cannon facing it or something.
Like a death, like a bear death squad?
Like a giant sledgehammer? That's what you use to destroy things.
Yeah, all right. Well, man, rest in peace, Cupcake Bear.
Poor Cupcake Bear. I have another one.
Go ahead.
Burger King. They are launching a red burger.
I saw a picture of that on Twitter earlier.
Did you know they want to get the entire color spectrum for some reason?
Really?
I don't know why.
So, you can order any color burger?
I think someday they will. I really don't know why they want to do that, but they do. It's called the AKA burger, or I guess Aka. No, they're in Japan. Apparently, they already had black cheeseburger somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I was going to say, I've seen the black cheeseburgers from Japan, so this is another Japanese thing.
Yeah, still Japan, but still. Okay. You don't need rainbow of burgers.
They're waiting until they really just really get the method nailed down. They got the technique mastered, and then when they come to America, they're going to launch a red, white, and blue burger.
Ooh.
Of course.
If I like burgers, I
which
would
you don't.
The rain burger? Rainbow burger? I can't make rainbow burger go together.
Rimburger? Yep, no, it's impossible.
Rainboger?
Rain burger? The rain burger.
Rainbogart?
Yep, the burger bow. No.
One last story.
What? Oh, our cup runneth over. This is, it's an embarrassment of riches on the story front. Go ahead, yes.
Okay. My last story, this one is from May 22nd, apparently, of this year.
I'll allow it!
Sword-wielding man robs Dunkin' Donuts. Suspect also had on black tights, pink wig.
Did he steal money or donuts?
I wish he stole donuts, but it says he stole $250.
Not a lot, although I wouldn't expect a Dunkin' Donuts to have a lot of cash on hand.
No, if I'm going to steal from a donuts, I'm going to take the donuts.
You've got the sword, so I think you have the cashier just slide the donuts on the sword one at a time. So
oh yeah,
with like a donut kebab.
I would eat a donut kebab, not off of a sword, because who knows where that sword's been?
Yeah, probably like inside people. Maybe.
Hopefully
I don't
not,
know.
Or else he should be in double prison.
Yeah, that's better. That's better. That's worse than normal prison.
It is. Well, see, regular prison is for stealing the money. Double prison is for stabbing people with a donut sword.
Double prison all the way.
Across the ground?
So intense.
Sky prison. Well, that's all I have, really. That's all my news stories.
And that's all the news that's fit to podcast. Beep, 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 beep. So we're going to take a quick break and then pick it up in the feedback. Welcome to another exciting edition of So You Think You Know Happy Days.
All right. Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Everybody, say goodbye to Grace, guys. Hello to Blue. And also, today's contestant, Ben. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Hey, are you saying goodbye to me or welcome?
Welcome.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show, Brian the Fonz.
I'm not the Fonz, actually. I do have some questions here for you. I believe I have six total.
All right.
And in preparation for today's show, I took a BuzzFeed quiz to see which Happy Days character I am. And it's about 15 questions or so, and I got to the end, and it said, "You're Richie Cunningham," and I was like, "Yeah, that sounds about right."
Yeah, from what little I know, that does.
I was really hoping I'd be the Fonz, but I knew deep down I would not be the Fonz.
So Brian Cunningham.
Yeah, is that a real person?
It probably is.
It sounds
like a person's name.
Yes. Yeah, it's not like you wouldn't have like a dog named Brian Cunningham.
You could cat named Bruce.
But you didn't give him like a full name. It's not like his name's like, yeah, this is Bruce Thomas.
Bruce Wayne Cobb.
Okay. Bruce Wayne Cobb?
Yeah. Middle name Wayne.
BWC. So
he could go by his middle name. I know a few people that do that.
That's nonsense, Ben. Nonsense. Who would do such a thing?
Oh.
Okay. All right. So, I have 6 questions for you to test your Happy Days knowledge. And if you get more than 3 of them, correctamundo. You know, I've heard it both ways. Then we will pronounce you to be the king of cool.
You'll pronunciate me to be?
We will pronunciate and what was the other one? Analization.
Analization. Mm-hmm. Why am I even on this show? I don't know anything about Happy Days.
Well, you know. Okay.
How was I selected as a contestant?
Well, yeah, it's like kind of like a name out of the hat scenario. You just happen to...
I have the only name in there.
You won the once-in-a-lifetime chance. If you get all 6 questions correct, you win $10,000.
Oh, wow. Let's see if that happens.
I feel pretty confident throwing that out there.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, so hopefully we'll get more than half right. Otherwise, you can go sit on it.
Oh, that's a reference.
It's a reference. Okay. Question number 1. What year did Happy Days debut?
19?
Is it?
Oh.
They're all multiple choice.
Oh, thank God.
Is it A, 1964, B, 1970, C, 1974, or D, 1979?
1974,
yes, that is correct.
Oh, man, it felt like a real mid-70s show to me.
That took place in the 60s.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
So, question number 2. How many seasons of Happy Days were there? Is it A, 7, B, 9, C, 11, or D, 14?
9?
He says 9, and I'm sorry.
Oh, there goes my
money.
The
correct answer is 11. There were 11 seasons of Happy Days.
That's one more than Friends and Seinfeld, not combined.
Yes.
That is the same as Friends and half of Joey.
Yep, it's like Friends and a Joey.
Well, Joey had 2, though.
That's right. I forgot that Joey actually ran for 2 seasons, because that season 2 DVD is impossible to find.
I have season 1.
Whoever gave that to you must be a great friend.
I don't think it's the opposite.
Oh.
The worst man.
Question, did I give that to you before or after your wedding? Do you
Way
remember?
Before.
Okay.
Like a year and a half or something like that. Maybe 2.
So you still decided, like, I could be a best man. So
well, I think I mostly forgot about it. If I had remembered, it would not have been it.
I would have been, like, bumped down to, like, groomsman or, like, usher. Do weddings have ushers?
You would have been 4th groomsman, even though I only had 3.
Okay. Wow. Oof, man. Glad you forgot about that.
Yeah.
Question number 3, where was Happy Days set? Is it A, L.A., B, Milwaukee, C, Toronto, or D, Chicago?
E, Coolsville.
You say E, Coolsville.
Milwaukee.
Oh, is that your final answer?
Yes.
Yes, it did take place in Milwaukee.
I'm pretty sure it was somewhere up there.
So far, you've gotten 2 out of 3 correct. Pretty impressive. Better than I was expecting.
Man, I'm going to win that prize.
No, you missed one, so you don't get the prize.
Well, not the big... I thought there was a prize for 3 or more.
Oh, then you don't get told to go sit on it. That's the other prize.
Well, I want that prize still.
Okay. Well, they get a little bit tougher from here.
Oh, no.
Question four is, which of the following is not a spin-off of Happy Days?
Uh-oh.
Is it A, Mork and Mindy? B, Blanksy's Beauties?
What?
C, Laverne and Shirley? Or D, Maud?
Hmm. And then there's Maud.
And at then the end.
I've never heard of B, so I'm going to go with that one.
Blanksy's Beauties.
Never heard of it.
Well, that is actually a little known Happy Days spinoff. It was actually more of a backdoor pilot situation where they were introduced on an episode of Happy Days and then spun off.
Oh.
So it's not a spinoff in the traditional sense, but they did set it up that way, and they're both Gary Marshall shows, and it only lasted for 13 episodes.
Ah, still. Guess it was worse than Joey.
Yeah, a lot of things are worse than Joey. That is fantastic.
Oh.
Okay. So question number five.
What was the answer?
Oh, sorry. It was Maud. Maud.
Oh,
is not
I thought
a...
it might be Maud, but I like that it was D, so I didn't want to pick it.
Maud is a All in the Family spinoff.
Okay. I also don't know that show.
There were a lot of All in the Family
spinoffs. I'm mixing up All in the Family Matters. I'm mixing up the two.
Man. I'm trying to picture what that show would look like.
It would not be a good show.
I feel like I'd probably watch it.
I would. All in the Family Matters.
Urkel's always getting mad at people for sitting in this chair.
No, I'm thinking more it's just going to be like their neighbors, the two families.
Oh,
and
okay.
They have like, I don't know. The neighbor is terribly racist.
Yeah, yes. Yep, that's the show. Mm-hmm. That's how that works.
It'd be interesting.
Question five. So far, we've gotten two correct and two incorrect. So, in order to stay in the game, Ben, you got to get this one right. Actually, you know, you can break even. The question is, what is Fonzie's, Arthur Fonzarelli, what is his job? Is he
I was
A,
say first name.
What is Arthur Fonzarelli's first name? What is Fonzie's job? Is he A, mechanic, B, a bouncer, C, a plumber, or D, an electrician?
I thought he just did nothing and was homeless.
He has a profession.
He makes you want to think he's a mechanic, so he's a plumber instead.
Oh, Ben, I'm sorry. You should have gone with your gut on that one.
What?
He is a mechanic.
I thought that would have seemed too obvious.
No, yeah, it does. Well,
his greaser lifestyle.
Yeah, he loves building things. Like the episode where he went blind and had to rebuild his motorcycle in order to get his sight back?
For some reason.
That's how that worked.
The episode where he built a car for the girl he loved.
No, that's Gilmore Girls.
Oh, yeah. I get the two mixed up all the time.
And they're pretty much the same if you think about it.
Happy Gilmore Girls.
Yeah,
days.
Yep. So dumb. Dean was a real Fonzie type.
Ah, Dean.
Okay. Actually, in the later seasons of Happy Days, where the show like legitimately got bad, not like when it jumped the shark. I think they're all teachers at the end.
Whoa.
Like, I think Fonzie was a teacher and Joni was a teacher. It's weird.
Do classes actually have that mechanic class?
When I was in school, we did have a mechanic class or like a wood shop.
We had a wood shop, but no mechanic class.
We didn't even have science classes.
What? Georgia.
No, we did. But it's a pretty poor school.
We ain't being taught no English.
Not a lot of room in the budget. I was talking about how poor my school was, but I do want you to know I appreciate that joke. That's pretty funny. Okay, Ben. Man, this is it. It comes down to the last question. In order to break even, you need to get this correct. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. Final question. How is Chachi related to the Fonz? Is he A, his brother, B, his nephew, C, his son, or D, his cousin?
I'm going to be honest and say that I thought that Joni was a man and that Chachi was a woman.
No, wait, Joni is not a man's name.
It could be. I know people named Joe.
Yeah, I know people named Joe as well.
How do we know it's not short for Joni? Like, take out the N and you have Joe.
We've got, like, Joan, like Joan from Mad Men. I think Roger called her Joni a few times.
Yeah, but
like
Chachi, it's... that could also be a girl's name.
Well, okay, yeah, Chachi is clearly made up nonsense.
That's like this is a sound that one of the Bluths make as their chicken sound. I think it's Lindsay. Either Lindsay or, I don't know, or Lucille. Anyway. I'm going to go with...
Brother, nephew, son, or cousin?
Daughter. No, no, nephew.
Ah, nephew. The correct answer is he was his cousin.
Oh, that's what I thought, man. But then I thought that was too easy.
You should just go with easy answers, I think is what we've learned.
I should. I failed, though.
So, looks like you only got 2 out of 6 correct, meaning you have to go sit on it.
They started it on happy days and it became a trend. You can say it to your brother.
Sit on it, Richie.
Or to your brother's friend.
Sit on it, Mal.
When your mother's really angry, she can say it to your pop.
Sit on it, Howard.
You can stand up to the law and say it to a nasty cop.
Sit on it, Kirk.
Saying it in unison is always lots of fun.
Sit on it, Marvin.
A loving father sometimes even says it to his son.
Richard.
Yeah?
Go to the field and sit on it.
You'll feel good when you say it to a date who is a dope.
Sit on it, Spike.
Or indirectly say it to comedian Bob Hope.
Bob Hope can sit on it.
It would always be appropriate to say to someone smelly.
So that concludes the first and only ever episode of So You Think You Know Happy Days. I've been your host. Good night, everybody.
Sound.
The mail's here.
Oh, great. Thanks.
What's this? A letter for me.
Welcome to Listener Feedback. If you'd like to write into the show, we encourage you to do so. Email address is happycastfeedback@gmail.com or give us a call. Our number is 77-HAPPY-NUN. That is 77-HAPPY-NUN. Follow us on Twitter. Check us out on Facebook. Like us there. We're on the Instagrams.
We're on everything.
You can find all of our shows on happycast.website. Check us out on iTunes. Leave a review, would you kindly? And tell a friend about the show.
And don't forget to go to easyasabc.blogspot.com.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry.
That's easyasayyyybc.blogspot.com.
How many Ys?
4 Ys.
Wow, 4 Ys.
The fourth one is for why? Because. That's what the BC is for.
Well, anyway, that concludes the show. You know, it's no feedback as usual. Let's dust off.
Well, wait.
Well, I there's actually something in the inbox. Breaking news. All right, cue the celebration music, Ben. Right, let's get back into the groove here. We have a feedback email from none other than the man, the legend himself, King British, Neil Orangepeel.
I can't believe we did it.
Well, I mean, we didn't really do anything. He just sent us an email.
We successfully solicited for feedback.
Okay, you're right. Oh, we did get some Twitter, you know, activity of people saying they enjoyed having, you know, hearing Trent on the show. That's not really, you know.
It was enjoyable having him on the show and hearing him first person.
Yes, we also had fun.
Person.
Yeah, we.
You. Them
no,
you.
I was there. Yes, them yous. So let's hear what old Neil has to say. He says,
"Very old Neil."
I mean, he's not, you know, just like, you know, normal adult.
Normal old.
adult Neil.
Adult Neil. Well, no. Don't say adult Neil. He's like for all audiences Neil.
Oh, right. G-rated Neil.
Yeah. Or maybe PG.
Sometimes PG-13.
Well, there's some violence in here, so.
Oh, okay. Well, Neil says, "Hello, chaps. I've been a tad quiet on the old feedback front as of late." I'm going to drop the offensive voice. "Due to the usual broadband problems of living north of nowhere. By the time I've managed to download the episode, which sometimes takes up to 3 days,
wow.
and by the time I've listened to it and written feedback, it's over a week late."
You know, I didn't know that he lived in Oklahoma.
Are you saying Oklahoma is north of nowhere?
There is a Oklahoma.
Oh, I had no idea.
I just Googled it. And
wow.
Conveniently, it is at the southeast end of Fort Cobb Reservoir.
Oh.
So he lives very close to, apparently, my reservoir.
I didn't even know you had a reservoir. Can't believe you haven't shared that with the podcast now.
I have a salad, but I don't talk about that much because you know my story.
Yeah.
I don't talk about my Cobb salads very often.
That's what makes your salad legacy so tragic.
It's pretty much entirely gummy bears.
Is that what a Cobb salad is?
Well, that's what my Cobb salad is. I mean, I only shop at the bookstore.
Right. Continuity. So usually it's over a week late. Back to the email. But here's some feedback from older Epiditions. So he's using the term Epidition. It's still
okay.
It's still out there. The kids still like it.
That is good. All of the children listeners. We have one.
We do?
Well, according to our likes that we can see.
Interesting news. Ben, I also enjoy a chai latte. It's probably my second favorite hot beverage.
Oh.
Of course, with him being a Brit, tea is number one.
That does make sense. Tea is good.
My tea is my second favorite hot beverage after coffee. Just
well, what
regular
kind
coffee.
Of tea? I mean, we live in the South, so is it just like cold tea?
No, yeah. Like here, clearly here in the South, where we reside, you order a tea, you're gonna get like a sweet iced tea, like very very sweet, a lot of sugar in that, which you know I enjoy, of course. But I also, if we're talking like hot tea, I wonder what kind of tea he's going for. Is it like an Earl Grey, or is it like a breakfast blend tea?
I do not like iced tea. I do like some hot teas though. I've had bubble tea once. It was weird and kind of distracting because you were, sucking up tapioca balls the whole time.
Yeah. That sounds unpleasant.
It was a little bit weird. The flavor was good.
That's, hot tea. There's a mug suggestion for you.
Yeah, well, I have some, but I don't make it enough.
Ah, okay.
Don't have a proper kettle.
Neil continues on the subject of sports injuries.
Ooh.
At secondary school, we played rugby.
Secondary school? What's that?
Well, you know what's funny is that he does not explain what secondary school is, but he tells us what rugby is, which is rugby is like American football without the padding and the helmets.
I assume secondary is our junior.
That makes sense.
It does make sense. It's primary.
And we all know what rugby is from that episode of Friends where Ross played rugby.
Yeah, Red Ross.
Yeah, Red Ross. That's how America was introduced to the beautiful game of rugby.
In the 90s.
Back in the 90s. We had no idea. It was revolutionary.
Wait, I have a question. So if you have primary school and secondary school, is high school called tertiary school?
It's an excellent question. Maybe we should...
Ask a British person.
Ask a British person.
Hashtag.
Great. It's a very catchy hashtag. I'm sure it will catch on quickly.
Yeah.
But back to rugby. Anil says that when he was 15, he broke his left wrist in two places by running out to the pitch and slipping on a piece of ice on the pavement. And he says he never played rugger again.
I will assume that is short for rugby, because context clues.
Yes, context is key.
So he didn't actually hurt himself while playing sports. He hurt himself on the way to sports.
preparing to sports, yes.
Well, that could have happened just as well outside his house on a sidewalk.
That's true. Really, ice is the real criminal here.
Yeah, it's a smooth criminal.
Music cue. Bam.
I am promoting Michael Jackson songs.
Because you own the catalog?
Yeah, I own the catalog now.
Well, congratulations. I'm sure you're a very wealthy man.
I bought it for literally a pretty penny.
You literally bought it for a song, which doesn't make sense, because how do you buy...
You sing a song of sixpence.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. Neil says that he also enjoys Once Upon a Time. It is a great show, and everyone should check it out.
That is true.
Next up, Hot Fuzz. Neil says it is a great movie, and he thinks it is the best of the three Cornetto movies, which I still haven't seen it yet, but that's very high praise. I have a very high opinion of The World's End. I think that is masterfully done. So.
It is. You should see Hot Fuzz.
I will. I will.
It is both of those things, hot and fuzzy.
Oh, it's a hot, fuzzy movie. A
very fuzzy movie.
I mean, like, The World's End was... I mean, Hot Fuzz seems like it's probably funnier, like a better comedy. World's End was funny, certainly, but the thing I really appreciate about it was, like, structure and the screenplay. It was just really well-constructed. But
it was. Well, that's just what they do.
That's true.
With all the parallels and callbacks.
Let's see. Okay, so now we're caught up, and time to move forward. Neil says that his happy hour pick is MASH.
The
I
show?
Just love it. Yes, the show.
So not that game that, like, I know people would play in elementary school or junior high.
Wait, what's that?
It's that game with, like, paper and you try to find out who loves you or something.
Is that called MASH?
I thought it was.
I thought it was just, like, a cootie catcher.
Oh,
right?
not
Is that
that
what that's called?
No, it's a mansion, apartment, shack, house.
Oh,
And, like, I think you list stuff down and then you end up getting random numbers or something.
This is new to me. This might be a strictly Arkansas elementary
school
thing.
No, this is a thing. And there's stuff like, oh, you're going to live in a mansion, and you're going to marry this person. You're going to have a cat.
You're going to have a cat. Oof, I'm going out on a ledge.
That's how it works.
Huh. So have you confirmed with other residents of different states that... this exists?
Well, I'm Googling, and there are things from other places that are showing it.
Okay.
Like, this is, like, a big thing. I only remember it, like, from one occasion, but apparently it's a big thing.
Huh. Okay. All right. That's weird. I didn't know if it was, like... It reminds me of... there's a scene in the movie Boyhood where in elementary school... the class says the Pledge of the Allegiance to the American flag, and then they pledge the Texas flag. And I asked you to check with Megan about that. She said it's not a thing, so...
Oh, yeah, that wasn't a thing. But this was a thing.
Okay. Huh.
Write in if you have ever played or seen MASH played.
Or if you had to pledge the Texas flag in school.
Yeah, or if you had to do that, even if you're not from Texas.
Yeah, yeah, or, like, even America. Like, maybe Neil had to do it. That'd be really weird. It's a weird school.
Oh, and do your children have to pledge the Texas flag? I'm just curious about that one. Probably
exactly.
Not, I assume.
See, now when he said, back to the happy hour, he says his happy hour pick is MASH. I thought, like, maybe bangers and MASH.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Food. Potatoes?
Is it sausage and mashed potatoes? Is that what bangers and MASH is?
I think so.
Okay. I'm not going to disagree with you. That sounds
I'm not a banger
plausible.
Expert, but I think it's sausage.
Okay. But mass, not mass.
Mass.
Like,
he
mash.
Loves going to mass.
No, he does love MASH. He says he's over 30 years old, but still makes him laugh every time he watches it. Great characters, great quick-witted jokes. I am embarrassed to say I've never watched an episode of MASH. That seems like it's kind of in my wheelhouse. It's kind of like an era of sitcoms I'm into, but just never checked it out. I wonder if it's too late for me.
I also have never, ever, ever done that.
Remember that scene on Lost where Kate and Sawyer are playing that drinking game, and Sawyer's like, "I never watched an episode of MASH," and they both take a drink.
Oh,
do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Classic. Anyway, his bumper petrol is people starting every sentence with "so." I'm not sure if they think it makes them sound more intelligent, but it really doesn't. It's just annoying. Here are some examples. So I will be person A and Ben is person B.
I'm always person B.
B for Ben. And A for Brian.
What?
My name starts with a silent A. Did you not know that?
Brian?
No, it's a silent A.
Well, if you go by your first name, I am far above you alphabetically.
That's true. That's why I don't go by my first name.
That's the only reason.
That's it. That's
you alphabetize
the reason.
By first name.
Well, we've established, Georgia public schools have a few interesting quirks. Anyway, okay, here's his Bumper Patrol. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
So, I had toast and cereal.
How's your mother these days?
So, she's fine.
Would you like a drink?
So, I'd love a coffee.
You get the idea. Have I done that? I bet that's something I've probably done at some point
on this
podcast.
We both use it occasionally, but usually I do it like, so, what do we do now kind of thing.
So, anywho.
Yeah, like an anywho type thing, but normally you wouldn't answer like, hey, what do you want to drink? With like, anyway, coffee.
Anywho. You know how people always start sentences with anywho to make themselves sound intelligent?
Is that already a word? Or no? Now what? I don't know. Anywhere is, and so is, no, not any what. So any who's not a word, is it?
Any what? Any why?
Any what. It should be based off of what you're at to talk about. Like, anywhere, Arkansas is a state with a diamond mine.
Yep, true. That is a fact. That's why they call it the diamond mine state.
The natural state.
Sure.
But we have a diamond on our license plates.
No, like a real
diamond?
That's
studded.
Very...
Every license plate is diamond studded.
Man, I don't understand how your state affords that.
24 carats.
My license plates are, like, they've gotten, like, thinner and cheaper over the years. It used to be, like, a nice metal, but now it's kind of papery.
Is it because they're made of rotten peaches?
Yeah, maybe that's it, yeah. Just
that's
old
a terrible
peaches.
Idea to make license plates out of. Jeez.
Anyway, that's the end of his email. He says, look out for more feedback in about 3 months. Until then, stay, keep, be, act happy, Neil Orangefield.
And then he signs it with the trademark Happy Cast emoticon.
Yep. I'm lobbying to get our Happy Cast logo, like, turned into an emoji.
Yeah.
On the standard emoji keyboard.
Well, wouldn't it have to be upright then? Wouldn't it be kind of weird? Disturbing looking, even?
Nah, it'd still be sideways. It's old school like that.
Okay. Well, it wouldn't make sense as an emoji anymore.
But it would be colored a certain way.
Yeah, well, I guess for it to make sense, the mouth would now have to be where the nose is on a person, so they could have eyes where their mouth is and eyes where their eyes are.
Yep, eyes where the eyes are.
Oh, also, Photoshop thing he did.
Yeah, he did our picture of Michael Caine as Batman, which... I got a lot of joy out of that. So check out our Facebook and Twitter page if you want to see that.
It's also on the Instagram now.
Oh,
I think
it's on the Instagram. Very cool.
Depends if our web host leader of Instagram, photography champion, has posted it. I don't know the word for someone who posts on Instagram.
I can't help you with that. I'm not a expert in the Instagram.
If you know, write in, and also write in about what "sit on it" means.
Seems like an abuse of power at this point, but okay.
It worked last time. We got Neil to respond. Maybe it'll work.
Very good. Well, I suppose that means we're at the end of the show now. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Neil. For writing in, and we hope we'll see you next week. Until then, we encourage you to keep happy. So that does it. That concludes the final episode of Chad Snyder's Happy Days Podcast, Easy as ABC.
So
done and done.
I'm very glad that that is no longer anything to deal with. Also, that is the last we'll ever have to hear from Chad Snyder.
Well, you know, have to hear from him. Get to hear from him.
No.
It was always a privilege and an honor.
No. So I disagree with you.
Chad Snyder was a podcasting legend.
So if you count negative legends, you're right.
Are there negative legends? I thought all legends were kind of had like a positive connotation to them.
Stalin.
Is he a legend? He's like a real person.
The legend of Stalin?
I feel like legend always kind of implied like fictional.
I wasn't sure. I'll have to Google the sweet definition of legendary, of legend.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I could be wrong, but... Okay, so now that we've gotten that out of the way, I wonder how we're going to claim our prize.
Will prize. Our
will prize.
Death award.
Our bequeathment, right? Is that what it's called?
Our bequeathments.
What is the word?
I'll go with bequeathments because I'm not sure.
Let's not go with that.
I'm pretty sure that's right. You bequeath things to people. So it's our bequeathingtons.
Still seems kind of made up. I don't know.
Hey, a box! There's a box. It's a huge box.
Is this it? This is the Happy Days merchandise that we were willed...
Maybe he's at least just part of it. He has to have more than just this bread box size box, because people have bread boxes still.
Yep, that's a common thing that everyone has. All right, open it up, Ben. What's in the box? Looks like a bunch of Happy Days trading cards.
They rare ones?
A few dozen.
You got a limited first edition holographic Fonzie?
No, it looks like just dozens and dozens of Potsy cards.
Are they at least different ones?
Nope, they're identical Potsy cards.
Curse you, Chad Snyder!
You win this one.
Disappointing us even in death.
Hey, Brian, this is Slade again. I know you haven't seen me around for a while. I was dealing with my dead son Randall's death and funeral. You know, the guy that Chad Snyder killed? The one you just had a memorial for? Enough with all this nonsense. Next time, just do a general, regular podcast. The podcastiest podcast that you can. Anything to make it more like the average podcast.